The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people, we have gathered. Let us worship him together. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning online. It's good to have you with us. It's been good to welcome people to church for worship in person over the last week. And these two things will exist together, worshiping live, worshiping online, as we go through this particularly challenging time for us as a church. Just looking ahead to this evening at 6 o'clock, the annual Temple Newsom service will be streamed. It has been pre-recorded, but we hope there'll be one or two things within that act of worship that will enrich your worship, even though we're not able to be at the house at this time this year. So do tune in, 6 o'clock, for the annual Temple Newsom service to mark the acquisition of the house and the estate by the City of Leeds. So our worship this morning continues by us singing together our hymn, Teach Me, My God and King. God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that, always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labour for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing. For he has graciously granted you the privilege of not only believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well, since you are having the same struggle that you saw that I had, and now hear that I still have. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire labourers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the labourers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon, and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the labourers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last only worked 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I'm generous? So, the last will be first, and the first will be last." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to take you back to being a child. What three words would you have said the most? "What's for tea?" "I love you?" Well, perhaps yes, you did say those. How about, "It's not fair"? "It's not fair that I have to do my homework before I can watch television. It's not fair that I have to save my pocket money to buy whatever I want." I remember being sent to bed earlier on a Sunday night than my sister. Life's not fair when you're 8 years old, is it? You can probably fill in the blanks of that sentence, "it's not fair," because as humans, there is one thing that we're all born with, and that's a sense of fairness. All over the news, we see examples of our world being unfair. The gender pay gap, people living with excess and then those going hungry. And considering our current situation, as the weeks and months have unfolded, perhaps you have thought, "It's not fair." We have pretty much adhered to the rules set before us. And whether we think these are fair as we interpret and navigate them, they are definitely up for discussion. Matthew and I were chatting about fairness this last week, and we thought of the most recent need to be in a queue. As Brits, we are pretty good at queuing. Some, this is second nature. And for others, it is harder to wait. How annoying for you when you see someone just nip in when you've been standing there waiting your turn. Or queuing in traffic when someone comes down on the outside expecting you to let them into the flow of traffic at the last minute. Again, life isn't fair. And the reason is because we know the rules. We all have expectations of fairness. The Gospel reading this morning from St Matthew brings into focus for me these things. The idea of a situation being fair and the expectations that that brings. The workers who have turned up and are expected to be paid fairly for the hours that they have laboured. Those who have worked all day expect to get more than those who have just been hired at the last hour. But no, that wasn't the case. The manager paid everyone the same regardless of the hours that they had worked. Well, is that fair? Well, the ones who had worked all day must have been expecting a much larger pay packet than the ones who came later. and the ones who had received the same pay for such a short time must have been flabbergasted at the generosity of the manager. And even the manager himself questions their motives. In verse 15, he says, "Are you jealous because of my generosity?" If we look at the parable through our own eyes in this 21st century, then this situation isn't fair. The parables that Jesus tells, however, weren't there to be taken on face value, to state the obvious. They were there to show us the nature of God and how his love is manifest to us. And this parable is an example of that. The story tells us that we are all in need of God's grace. No one is more needy than the other. God's grace knows no barrier. It doesn't make a note of the acts of service or our deeds. It just is. God's love and mercy is for all. We don't have to earn it. God's love is unearned, thank goodness. God doesn't work to our agenda. He works to his own. God's love is unwarranted, thank goodness. God doesn't discriminate between those who do and those who do not. God's love is unconditional, thank goodness. As a community of faith here at St Mary's, we each have our part to play in shaping the way that we love and serve God. Some of the community will be like those in the parable who have worked all day, and some in this place will be like those who came at the last minute. It doesn't matter who you are. God's love and grace is given. Each of us has something different to offer, and in whichever way we work, we trust and hope that at the end of time, we will all be rewarded in the same way. We live in hope that through the grace of God, we will be rewarded in heaven. And as we journey on, it's not for us to decide whether that's fair or not. It is simply for us to receive the grace of God and all that he wants to give us. So this week, let us consider that we are all in need of the grace of God. This is freely given, regardless of our labours. Generous God, you bestow on us the riches of your grace. May we who have been given these gifts use them for your glory in this community of faith and for the benefit of all people. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the assurance of your gospel, that when we meet together in your name, you will be with us. And in confidence, we may bring our needs and cares to you. Let us pray. Strengthen your church, that it may play its part in bringing comfort, reconciliation, and your message of love and peace to all nations. In the Anglican Communion, we pray especially this morning for the province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan and for the Most Reverend Justin Bardi Arama, Bishop of Juba and Archbishop of the province. Today is the first day of National Recycle Week, And so we pray for a continuing awareness of the small things we can all do to protect the life of our planet and everything which lives on it. In our parish of Whitkirk, we pray for all who live in Kirkfield View, and for our local schools as students and staff begin a new academic year. In our community, we pray for all who are involved in the Macmillan Coffee Mornings to be held in the coming week, remembering especially our joint local event at Whitkirk Cricket Club this Friday. At this time of year, we remember the gift of Temple Newsham House and grounds to the people of Leeds. And we pray for Matthew and all those from our parish who this week will be recording the annual Temple Newsham Thanksgiving service to be broadcast next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for the creatures which face extinction because of our greed and lack of care and respect of your creation. You gave us a beautiful world. Trusted us to care for it, and created us to live in peace. But still we destroy our environment. And still man lifts his hand against his brother. As nations, we need you to forgive us, O God, and to teach us new ways of peace and how to live together. Guide all those in authority, those who have the power of life and death in their hands, and give them wisdom to calm fear and suspicion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you for those closest to us, whom you have given us to cherish. Surround them with your tender, loving care. Teach them to love and serve one another in true affection and to look to you in all their needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, when you were on earth, they brought the sick to you for healing. Today we ask you to bless all those in sickness, in weakness, and in pain. Those for whom our prayers have been specially requested. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Mike Jackson, Lynn Pickersgill, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, and Terry Foster. Help them all, O God, to rest in your comfort and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your light and peace, we commend those who have recently died, remembering especially Agnes Howard. And on the anniversary of their deaths, Edith Sandham, Aaron Massey, and Edna Taylor. May they live with you forever in the joy of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who mourn and miss the company of loved ones. Those who are broken-hearted, and we remember especially the families and friends of all who have lost loved ones to COVID-19. Comfort them in their distress. May they find in you a refuge. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, give us the grace to live our lives for you, through good times and through bad, in simple trust that you will guide us and keep us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Keep, O Lord, your church with your perpetual mercy, and because without you our human frailty cannot but fail, keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his marvellous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The love of God enfold you, the power of Christ protect you, the leading of the Spirit guide you, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.